Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when we need them.
And here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. First, an administrative announcement, however you want to put this. And I'm only putting this out there because one of the ninjas was so sharp that he sent me a message saying, you know, this episode sounded like this episode, and of course he was absolutely correct. Couple of weeks ago, went to the doctor, found out that I've been taking down this erroneous path for the last 4 years, and they're doing some things to try to right my ship, if you will. It is not a dangerous thing. It's not one of these things where, you know, it doesn't have to be a prayers thing or anything like that. It is simply one of these things where I've been given a bunch of stuff for 4 years straight, and it was the wrong protocol. So now we're trying to fix that. And I'll be honest with you, it's knocking my chalk blocks out from under me. So if it sounds like you've heard it before, I will be sitting over here just wishing I could see. I've got a bunch of crazy sensations happening. It will straighten itself out. It's just me getting used to this new protocol. It's one of those aging things when you've abused your body and, you know, you're getting older and stuff like that. That's if you hear something, you're like, ah, this sounds like deja vu. But back to business, because right now I'm in the middle of a real head scratcher. And I'm wondering, are these people dumb or do they think we're dumb, or is it a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B? Take Heidi Heitkamp, please. And you can take her since she's not busy. The people of one of the Dakotas having fired her for being such a crappy senator. She was on the Bill Maher show. His show is where the C-list politicians go to die. And they were talking about cancel culture, and what happened next was illustrative. Because Heitkamp was supposed to be one of those moderate Democrats from the Midwest, not strange-o challenging the table talk in the faculty lounge at Gumbo State. And this alleged moderate then announced that Gina Carano is a Nazi. Gina Carano is the former MMA fighter who was on that stupid kid's space show playing a character named Poon Zebelfrock or some dumb thing. I'm not sure. She got kicked off it by Disney because she would not genuflect to the various demigods of the Pinko Pantheon and probably fails to accept that men can menstruate. Now she's working with Ben Shapiro's outfit. I'm sure that Mr. Shapiro would be very shocked to find out that he's working with a Nazi. Frankly, it seems off-brand for both of them. But the leftists are the smart ones, right? No, they're dumb. Or they're liars who imagine we might fall for it. And there's not another option except some combo of the two. Just look at the Politico guy working hard to get us to buy right before ignoring the latest leftist cop killer completely the notion that Farrakhan is a Trump guy. Once again, is he stupid or does he think we are? Let's explore the slander part further, but first let me explain why you can't sue over this. You can. Anything can sue for anything with a printer and a filing fee, but you won't win. To defame someone, you essentially have to assert factual allegations as opposed to mere opinion. We don't have to go down the New York Times versus the Sullivan rat hole of actual malice and public figures. And claims like she's a Nazi have been so degraded they are essentially meaningless. No one sane actually thinks that Gina Carano is a member of the National Socialist Workers Party, or that she bears a swastika tramp stamp, or that she has the remotest shred of sympathy for actual Nazis. So no one, at least no one reasonable, which is the operative word here, thinks it's a factual statement. And the same with Heitkamp's backtrack. Even Marr thought she was being ridiculous to accusing Carano of merely cavorting with white supremacists. No one thinks that's a statement of fact either. The left has defined these deviances down into essential meaninglessness. When you have videos of black thugs beating up Asians getting chalked up by the social justice warriors to white supremacy, the term has lost all meaning. And Heitkamp clearly knows this too, putting her in the liar camp. And, you know, after she labels Carano a Nazi, she starts giggling like the world's crustiest schoolgirl. Because she knows it's all junk. But she gets off on the trained seals in the audience slapping their fins for her, so she tosses them a fish. But this phenomenon of labeling opponents with vile smears, either because the smears are stupid or they think we are, is more sinister than just another aging political bit player looking for a prop to remind her of what it was like back when she sort of mattered. This is a symptom of our gooey establishment totally rejecting the notion of reason and argument because they can't prevail using them in favor of crude lies about the opposition. And unless they are stupid, and some are, they know it's a lie and some of their audience does too, and neither of them care. The act of lying becomes a shared ritual of solidarity between them, substituting a perverted faith in their socialist dogma for facts and evidence. And it's a relief for them to abandon reason, and after all, it's hard work defending an ideology that butchered 100 million people over the last century. But then there are the stupid people, the unreasonable ones, who actually believe this, the shift that they're hearing right now. Some of the idiots are the tellers, others are the ones being told. And out there somewhere are people nodding their empty heads thinking, yes, Gina Carano is a Nazi because of the cackling crone on the TV saying so. They believe it because they're stupid. The law discounts that they believe it, since believing it is so transcendentally stupid. The law is always focused on what a reasonable man would think or do, so these mouth breathers' delusions do not render silly claims like being actionable under law. Unfortunately, the stupid people who believe garbage like the trash talked by Heitkamp take action out on baseball diamonds. And if you keep calling people who disagree with you politically Nazi, even if you have a wink or a nod or a titter to the good seats, that's all performative baloney. Some of the dullards in the cheap seats are going to buy it. And even the ones who know it's junk are going to get dragged along with the twisted logic of it. If your political opponents are not merely wrong, but evil, and not merely evil, but literally Hitler, then that sort of compels drastic measure, doesn't it? When your catspaws like Antifa or BLM attacks them and hurts them, well, they're Nazis, right? And when they kill their opponents, well, too bad for the Nazis, you know, even though they're nothing of the sort. The problem here is that the status quo cannot remain static. The idea that the victims of this gross slander and the resulting hatred, oppression, and violence will not react is absurd. And the pampered clowns like Heitkamp are at least prepared to deal with a paradigm where violence supplants reason. It's probably a bad idea to normalize hate when your forces consist of gender study students, diversity consultants, and failed senators, plus maybe some Blue Falcon cops and soldiers who put pensions first. And meanwhile, the fuse, the morons slash liars, lit. It's burning down towards the powder. But they keep it up anyway. This makes them both stupid and liars. There's their problem. They're the ones that know that they're lying, and they do it anyway, and they're the ones that are stupid and go along with it. When they clash with us, that's going to be a rude awakening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Right now, the trial of Derek Chauvin is in progress in Minnesota. And we'll see how that works out. The lie that George Floyd was murdered by racist police officers in Minneapolis has gone around the world several times, leaving countless violent riots and more than $2 billion in property damage in his wake. But it seems the truth is finally getting ready to put on its shoes. In June of 2020, 60% of surveyed adults deemed George Floyd's death to be the murder at the at the hands of police officer Derek Chauvin. As of last month, a little more than a third of Americans believe this. This is a stunning near reversal of public opinion. And the question has to be, how did this happen? And the answer to the practical question as to what role the accused Derek Chauvin had in Floyd's death will ultimately be determined by the courts in his ongoing trial, as it should be. Unfortunately, that question is far less societal importance than the larger question looming around George Floyd's death. It is a question that is rarely ever asked and for which there is no such codified structure for honest investigation and judgment outside of today's kangaroo court of public opinion overseen by politicians, celebrities, and the media. The question is, what role, if any, did racism play in George Floyd's death? Now, it has been taken for granted since the first video of Floyd's arrest emerged that George Floyd was a victim of racial injustice. It was, according to the president of Axios, Cliff Young, an acute crisis that brought racial justice to the forefront. The notion that Floyd's death was a racial reckoning advanced seemingly without opposition in the summer of 2020, with few stopping to ask what evidence exists to support the narrative. Rather than asking that question, millions of people mindlessly submitted to the explanation of systemic racism that was offered by Black Lives Matter, a well-funded organization that openly employs racial grievance as a substitute for Marxist class warfare, and which was supported by radical leftist politicians, celebrities, media outlets, and the American corporate giants, all of whom later became apologists for, and in some cases accomplices to, the legions of arsonists and thieves and violent criminals taking part in last year's unprecedentedly destructive riots. Now, it was easy for all of those parties to stimulate Americans' imaginations toward understanding Floyd's death as a result of racism. The initial videos taken by onlookers captured only the final moments of the confrontation between Floyd and the arresting officers, but given that little was known about the events leading up to those moments, and that myriad of relevant facts hadn't yet been reported, the public accepted the story that white racist cops had racially profiled George Floyd, and without sufficient provocation, used an unconventional restraining tactic that strangled life out of him as he begged for an opportunity to breathe. That narrative is and always has been pure nonsense. The four officers involved, not all of whom were white, only engaged Floyd in response to a reported crime and not while proactively patrolling the community. Racial profiling had nothing to do with it because they were called to the scene. The neck restraint used to immobilize George Floyd was not, in fact, a peculiar means of torture devised by Derek Chauvin to choke life out of a minority, but a legal method of restraining suspects that was sanctioned by the Minneapolis Police Department and which was only made obsolete after Floyd's death. And despite the media's curious lack of focus on this important fact, we also discovered very early on that George Floyd had a fatal level of fentanyl in his blood at the time of his death. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker said last June, if Mr. Floyd had been found dead in his home with no other contributing factors, he would conclude that it was an overdose drug. Or death, excuse me, I'm sorry. And perhaps more than anything else, the body cam footage released last summer should have disabused any reasonable person of the notion that racism had anything to do with this incident. In a concise and apt appraisal of the revelations to be seen in the released body cam footage, former ESPN sports writer Jason Whitlock wrote, here are the key takeaways from the footage. Floyd's behavior escalated a routine arrest into a possible abuse of force. The George Floyd case is not a race crime. No rational person watching this footage can conclude the police were motivated by Floyd's black race. It's going to be virtually impossible to convict former officers Thomas Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Toe Tao of any crime. it will be equally difficult to convict Chauvin of murder. To be perfectly clear, there has never been a single shred of evidence that the officers involved in George Floyd's arrest were motivated by his race. The released body cam footage simply made the absence of such evidence clearer. But nothing could have stopped this carefully crafted and ambitious falsehood that both spawned and justified the blind fury that became manifest in the Black Lives Matter riots of 2020. Today, large swaths of the American public have come to understand the aforementioned facts, despite the best efforts of the media to hide them. So, hence, far fewer Americans believe that George Floyd was the victim of murder today than last summer, while more believe that Chauvin may have been guilty of negligent behavior in exercising his duties, and more still now claim to not know what happened at all. In our judicial system, as it should be, the moral space between the crimes of murder and negligence is a vast chasm. But the sad truth is that lawful adjudication of Derek Chauvin in court, where facts and evidence matter in shaping conclusions, will not matter to the millions of woke fanatics that have already concluded, without any consideration to facts or evidence, that Floyd was murdered by racist cops. If Derek Chauvin is not convicted of murder and the woke mobs don't get their desired vengeance through the justice system for the race crime they imagine to have happened, we all know that we can get some more arson and thievery and violence against innocent people and their property in countless American cities. And maybe, the saddest of all, we can expect that radical leftist politicians and celebrities in the media, woke corporations, will continue to be complicit in the promotion of that deadly and destructive lie and will continue to placate the rioters. Remember that there's powerful forces that are allied against the truth and are actively seeking to silence anybody espousing it. But the truth remains, and while it may sometimes be slow to take hold amidst the moral panic like this one, it is relentless. And the truth matters, and the truth is that George Floyd's death, while unfortunate, had nothing to do with racism in America. And any time we hear others suggest that it does, we have a responsibility, however uncomfortable or impolite it may seem to us, to demand that they defend their wholly unsubstantiated belief with some facts. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day 8 of witness testimony in the murder trial of ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is underway. Los Angeles Police Sergeant Jody Stinger discussing the defense's argument that an angry crowd of bystanders distracted Chauvin.
There was some name-calling, yes, but and some foul language. That was about the most of it.
Did that factor into your analysis?
No.
Why not?
Because I did not perceive them as being a threat.
Attorney generals from Texas and Louisiana on Tuesday took the Biden administration to court, alleging that it is refusing to take custody of illegal immigrants convicted of serious crimes after the administration set rules narrowing its immigration enforcement priorities. The AG saying that the memoranda failed to prioritize detention of criminal aliens with final orders of removal. USA Radio News. President Biden says his new sweeping infrastructure plan will create many good new jobs. Biden promoting the American Jobs Plan, calling it a blueprint for the future. Biden also saying he's open to compromise with Republicans, but says doing nothing is not an option. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida's Emergency Management Director spent nearly 30 minutes on Wednesday blasting CBS and 60 Minutes for its segment questioning the state's vaccine rollout.
That Publix was rewarded with exclusive rights in Palm Beach County is something that even the dimmest bulb in the New York corporate media constellation would have been able to realize that was false.
The governor saying back in December, dozens of locations in Palm Beach were administering the vaccine with Walgreens and CVS to senior centers to inoculate residents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. The gun control paradigm, the idea that the solution to American violence is more laws restricting guns, is, in a word, unhelpful. Because gun control doesn't work. Indeed, any statistical connection between gun policy and violence is tenuous. But even if gun control were effective, it would still be flawed. Gun control burdens the free exercise of a constitutionally protected Second Amendment right to bear arms, so it's subject to compelling legal challenges and is flatly rejected by many Americans. In addition, the enforcement of stringent gun control invariably inflicts heavy burdens upon other civil liberties, especially in the poor communities and among marginalized populations. Gun control's coexistence with the values of a free society is at best an uneasy one. But it's even less viable in the particular context of the United States. Consider, if you will, that 400 million guns plus are already in private circulation. Plus the totally irreversible and ever-increasing ease of the self-manufacturing of firearms. No matter what laws are passed, widespread distribution and access of guns are and will remain immutable. An immutable fact of life, especially for people who are willing to break laws. In this context, it's evident that gun control cannot solve the problem of violence in this country. So I have four observations about American violence And, you know, if you think about it in these terms, this might bring to mind for you a few actual promising alternative paradigms. Like number one, suicide is the central problem of American, quote, gun violence, end quote. If you visit the statistics page of the website for the anti-gun violence group, Giffords Law Center, you're immediately confronted with an enormous banner. 38,000 Americans die from gun violence every year, an average of 100 per day. But what it omits, which is very important that you know this, is that most of those deaths are suicide. A report in the Harvard Political Review noted that suicides accounted for nearly two-thirds of 2019's gun deaths. So if we meet gun control groups like Giffords on their own terms and accept the inclusive statistic of gun deaths as our metric, it's clear that gun violence ought to be addressed primarily through a mental health and suicide prevention paradigm. Can gun control be part of a suicide prevention strategy? I don't know. I don't think so. It's hard for me to understand how that would work out. Virtually any sort of firearm would suffice to take one's own life, as well as other means. So there's no hypothetical in which popular gun control proposals like an assault weapons ban or magazine capacity restriction would make a difference concerning suicide. And then there's gun control measures like the Red Flag Law, which seeks to, deprive people of their guns in an ostensible mental health basis, can actually deter struggling people from seeking the help they need. In this sense, a gun control approach to suicide prevention is not merely useless, it is actually counterproductive. There is an enormous amount of literature on suicide prevention and the best ways to help people who are struggling with mental health issues. Discussions of different medications, cognitive therapy, wellness practices, and other measures are far beyond the scope of, you know, anything I might be talking about here. But this is where our resources and efforts should be focused. Attempting to stop suicide by imposing gun controls, like trying to stop drunk driving by banning cars. It's a completely implausible solution that eludes the actual problem at hand. Number two. That's all number one. Number two, partner and familial violence are a huge part of the problem. The bogeyman of the gun control lobby is the proverbial mass shooter. Some deranged antisocial individual who carries a military-style rifle into an ostensibly safe place, like a school or grocery store, and indiscriminately slaughters innocent people. He often has hateful or bigoted motivations for this act. While such shootings do happen, they are incredibly rare and account for a vanishingly small portion of the homicides that the U.S. experiences in a given year. Per 2019 FBI data, just 2.6% of homicides are carried out using a rifle. In fact, clubs and bare fists are used to kill more people annually than rifles. And of the mass shootings that we do see, many are gang-related, concerning but not wholly aligned with the gun control narrative. Now consider these facts. Almost two-thirds of child murder victims are killed by their own parents. Nearly half of all female murder victims are killed by their partners or ex-partners. And while it's common knowledge that most victims of homicide are killed by someone they know, a surprisingly large proportion, perhaps as low as 1 in 8, but possibly as high as 1 in 5, are killed by an actual family member. Conservatively, a given homicide victim is about 5 times more likely to have been killed by a family member than killed by any sort of rifle. And the gun control movement's resources and efforts are overwhelmingly guided and driven by the mass shooter scenario. Hence, their fixation on policies like assault weapons bans and magazine capacity restrictions. But even if such policies could be meaningfully enforced and implemented, which they can't, it's hard to imagine these sorts of policies having much bearing on partner and familial violence. This mass shooter fixation and the gun fixation more broadly is unable to curb violence of this kind. Instead, resources and efforts would be much better spent addressing partner and familial violence. Then there's number three, the war on drugs can't be overlooked. The failure of the United States 20th century experiment with alcohol prohibition has been well documented. But one unintended consequence of prohibition was a dramatic increase in violence. Without access to legal means of resolving conflicts, people involved in the illicit alcohol business, for which there was a massive consumer demand, handled their disputes and protected their interests with guns. During this time, the nation's homicide rate increased over 40% during Prohibition. It was especially pronounced in large cities, which experienced a homicide rate increase of nearly 80%. Then, finally, guns don't beget violence, poverty, and despair do. Poverty and lack of opportunity are strongly associated with violence. And as you can tell, all of these things that I've just described cannot be touched at all by a gun control law, by a ban, by any of it. It is indeed one of these things where you've got to look at what's actually happening out there. If you want to take the numbers down on people that are actually getting hurt, you're not going to do it with a gun ban. You're not going to do it with an assault weapons ban or a magazine capacity ban or a gun-free zone. Not going to happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Every day before I go out, there's a couple of things I do that have primarily to do with the support of me carrying a gun. If you're going to carry a gun, you need to adopt a habitual way of living. In some ways, this can include where you go, what you do, how you dress, and how you view other people in situations. And it all starts with awareness and alertness. This is why people that train to be gunfighters, this is why they don't get into gunfights. Because the world can be a dangerous place, and you may have to face that danger at some point to protect yourself or your loved ones. And that's why we carry. And you do not have to be paranoid about this, but you do need to remain in a state of relaxed alert. Which, if you were to go to a school like Gunsight, they would call that condition yellow. You can't stop an attack unless you see it coming. So stay alert and position yourself to take advantage of potential cover and concealment. You should watch entrances and know where the exits are, even if that means you have to run through the kitchen and go out the back. But there's other things to consider as well. First of all, you don't want to do stupid things with stupid people. If you are carrying a firearm, avoidance is the best defense, and staying away from potentially dangerous people and situations is your best bet. The best gunfight is the one you don't attend. I mean, typically, if you don't go to where the gunfights are happening, you're not going to be in one. And you shouldn't want to go. Then you want to dress for success. Carrying concealed means your firearm is to stay hidden. And dressing to cover it may necessitate some changes to your wardrobe or method of carry. And learn to avoid touching the pistol and adopt a posture that keeps it from printing, which means being visible through your clothing, as you move about your daily task. And if you're carrying a belt, carrying in a belt holster, use a sturdy belt and cinch it up tight to keep the belt from sagging and letting the pistol flop away. You'll avoid having to hike up your pants, a potential giveaway that you're carrying, in some cases. I get told all the time, I can see your gun, right? But only by people that are looking for it. Most people are not. You're probably going to buy lots of holsters and have multiple guns. There's no way for me to tell you which one gun is going to be the perfect gun and which holster is going to be the perfect holster. Fact is, no matter what you start with, you're very likely going to buy more holsters and gear and guns as you travel along this journey. Although the big issue here, and James Yeager is a big proponent of this, more people will be in the line for guns and gear than there will be for training. Now, most of us do have boxes full of holsters and more than a few guns, so welcome to the party. And while you're at it, don't cheap out on cheap gear. Now, then you want to consider carrying extra ammunition and maybe consider carrying two guns. While any fight you're likely to get into will probably be handled with the ammunition in the gun, there are always exceptions. Mr. Murphy can raise his ugly head at the least of expected times, which is, and what if you draw your pistol and that magazine falls out? What if more bad guys show up? The fastest reload is another gun, and if you're carrying a small pistol, reloading or clearing malfunctions will be difficult at best and may be impossible under the stress of a fight. Whichever's going to be your carry gun, train with it. Right? For all you guys out there that are carrying that SIG P365, but you're training with your Glock 19, train with your SIG P365. And from time to time, you should shoot up your carry ammunition and replace it with fresh ammo from time to time. So turn it into a training exercise. Anytime you switch ammunition, you should at least fire a box or two to make sure it functions in your gun and to ensure you know more where the ammo is hitting in relation to your sights. And it is expensive, but guess what? You're worth it. Carry all the time. Never fail to carry. Once you have committed to carrying your pistol, you need to do it full time. And there are lots of excuses not to carry, but the worst one is assuming nothing will happen. And this is where I run into the most problems that I have with some of my opinions out here in the gun world and the gun culture, if you will. Because I do not think you should carry and or train based upon the lowest common denominator. When I was in the martial arts, we trained to kick people in the face. Even though in a real fight, we would never kick anybody in the face. But in order to kick somebody in the face, you had to develop a high degree of physical skill to do it. Kicking lower means it's easier. When you're training for a gunfight, you need to, there's a lot of things. How fast can you get the gun out? How fast can you get the first shot off? You need to be training to look at these things and train for the highest common denominator. Shoot at targets 25 yards away. Shoot at small targets 25 yards away. Now, and look at it this way. If you knew you would get into a fight when you went out, would you even leave the house? The purpose of a defensive pistol is to meet unexpected life-threatening events, and we carry them because we can't pack a rifle or have an armed escort of SEALs to look after us. So whether you're new to concealed carry or an old hand, I hope that some of these tips will help you out. The thing about getting out there with a defensive pistol is you don't know how the defense is going to, where it's going to shape up, where it's going to be. You don't know if you're going to be facing one guy or 10. You don't know if you're going to be facing old people or young. You don't know. It is unexpected, it is fast, and it is totally defensive. So, if your goal is to stay safe and out of trouble, then you do have to take steps in order to make that happen. And you have to take realistic steps to make that happen. You have to tell yourself that I'm going to train to a degree of skill that I don't need. I'm going to train to a degree of skill that I'm never going to use, especially not in a gunfight. But if you do attain that skill, if you do attain that competency, and you keep working at it, well, then you're going to be good to go. The rule of threes is probably going to apply, which that's always good to know. I just, these guys that want to get out there and tell me, well, Any fighting handgun is the gun that you have with you. That's true. That's true, but there's a big difference between a fighting handgun, which is a gun that is easier to manipulate, than a defensive handgun. There's some guns out there now that are really small that sort of blur that line, but I sort of draw the line. The lowest I'll go will be the CZP-10S. Although I can see some instances where the SIG P365 would be a good choice. I cannot bring myself to get rid of that gun. So, you know. That's always sitting there in the back of my mind. Have I got enough? Have I brought enough? Have I trained enough? All these other things. Once you start down this path, you'll understand what I'm saying, because carrying a gun on a daily basis is, it can be a chore, but at the same time, you don't want to be in a situation where you get out there and say, I can't believe this is happening. I wish I had a gun. That's a really bad thing to be saying about yourself. Coming up next is going to be the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Cat Joel Reich. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.